The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
I saw this on Sunrise this morning. It is one of the best things that I've seen all week. Did you see this one, Jeffrey? The naked man who caught a bloke trying to steal his car?
I mean, you would never steal a car again.
That poor kid has been traumatised.
I did see it. I didn't really pay attention to it because, I mean, it was sort of in the background. I saw it on the news last night and obviously on Sunrise this morning. But I haven't worked out, and please explain, why was he naked?
Well, Kate, you got the story.
Well, but he sleeps naked. So, you know, he was awoken in the early hours of the morning, some stuff going on outside, and he just ran outside without thinking, apparently. Managed to grab a baseball bat, took off out there and...
it was a baseball bat.
Yeah. And wrangled the guy out of the car.
Couldn't grab his undies, but could grab a baseball bat.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, wrangled the kid out of the car and was screaming at him.
Had him in a headlock. He looked quite gentle with him, though.
Yeah,
no, he had him in a neck lock. He was standing behind him, and it was, you know, like, it was just like...
And then he had the poor kid up against the fence, and he was just, I'll do whatever you say, mister. Yeah. Just keep that thing out of my face.
My favourite part, though, is that he let him go after all that.
Oh, did he let him go?
He let him go because he was tired, and he wanted to go back to bed. So after all of that, and, you know, he managed to pull all these licences and keys out of this kid's pocket, he eventually let him go, and he's like, oh, I'm not sure how people will take that, but yeah.
Yeah, wow.
So the
naked guy was he's a martial arts guy, right? Or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, he used his jiu-jitsu skills, apparently. Yeah.
And then he posted it.
And then he posted it? Oh, yeah.
It was from his CCTV.
But he put it up online.
And it's gone viral.
Didn't bother to call the cops. Just
no.
And so hang on. All of a sudden, he didn't turn the kid into the cops. And the naked guy is the one who's released the information. How do we know this is legit and this is not just a...
I don't know. I couldn't see any information about...
My first rule of anything I see on the internet is don't believe it.
Yeah.
And now that I know that there was no police involved, and so is there been any independent confirmation of who this kid was?
No. And look, I haven't actually seen anywhere about who did release it, so I can't confirm that. But yeah, no, he let him go.
Suspicious.
Mm. So it's probably his mate.
Because as you say, Jeff, when it comes to this stuff on the internet, I always think of common sense, like what is actually something that a real person would do, and would you run out into the street naked if you thought there was a crook?
Maybe not naked, but a lot of people.
You grab stupid enough to run outside.
It's the naked thing, and I mean, I just would have thought.
You grab a pair of pants. You quickly throw on a pair of pants, and away you go.
Yeah.
Takes a second.
Yeah, just hope you don't put them on backwards. But, you know, you would normally just cover yourself and go if you're going to go out.
Well, it's happened before. There have been other naked confronters, I believe. Yeah, I've seen videos. So, you know, maybe it's just that split second. You're so tired you don't even think, you know. He was tired enough to let him go.
Or you don't care.
And not all of them play for the Australian cricket team. So, and now Ernie Dingo has been on this show. He's talked about being involved in the federal government campaign to encourage vaccination in remote Indigenous communities, which is awesome, and he spoke very well about why it was important and how the dialogue needed to happen in these communities to get the people on board. But now he's been targeted.
Yeah, and really, really badly. So, you know, he's it's obviously been happening for a long time.
Oh, hang on, can I just cut in? So my producer, Jess, has just admitted... Is it you, Jess? No, is it you, Kate? So Kate, my producer, has admitted that she's chased someone in her undies at 3 a.m. in the morning. No, it is Jess. Oh, Jess.
You're not taking that one.
I apologise, Kate. It seemed like Jess was throwing you under the bus there. It was Jess who's been in her undies chasing someone. Wow. Wow.
CCTV?
No.
No.
Okay. Wow. There you go.
It happens.
Wow. Yeah, well, okay. All right. We're learning a lot today.